and welcome back to Stories RPG, the podcast where we tell stories better together. And today, as promised, we are starting a brand new arc. Welcome to Transdimensional High.
Woohoo! Transdimensional High! Yay!
Go team!
Yay, high school. Something that no teenager has ever said, ever. I am Michael Lowe, he, him pronouns. I will be your host today. You can also find me at luckoflegends.com if you'd like to play any of these games with me online and learn to write at the same time. And joining me is a cast of all stars. Start us off, Luna, would you please introduce yourself because you are our newest cast member.
Yeah, that's me. I am Luna, she, her pronouns. You can find me at GamerMomLuna all over social media. And also on Twitch, you can catch me streaming the first Sunday of the month, my stream Tales from the Tavern, where we talk to people from all around the TTRPG space, and all of our questions come from chat, so we never know what to expect, and it's always a good time.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yay! All right, Glyza, would you please do us the honors?
Hey, you guys, my name is Glyza. I go by they, them, and I am a person of many hats. I'm a podcaster. I'm a performer. You can find all of my stuff by just looking for Classical Glyza anywhere on the internet.
Excellent. Dan, you are last, but you are most definitely not least. Please, would you tell the lovely people again who you are and what you do?
Hi, my name is Dan, he, him pronouns. I have, let's see, an occasional TTRPG actual play podcast that I make with my kiddo. And I also make TTRPGs. Some of them are family friendly, all ages TTRPGs. And you can find all of that generally under my moniker, Almost Bedtime Theater.
Woo woo. And without further ado, welcome to Transdimensional High. Cue the theme music.
Oot, oot.
Wow, club music. that's a high school right there. Today, I want to welcome you to a brand new setting. This is one that I have been playing with for a long time, but this is the first time it's coming to the podcast, which is super exciting and fun for me. So, Transdimensional High is a story about high school, yes, but it's also a story about different people having to deal with the weirdness of being different together and the kind of wonderful, strange families that you find when you go to some place that is like a school. Sometimes this happens to people at workplaces, and you're thrown together with a bunch of oddballs and you find your people. So I'm hoping for all of your teenagers that they find their people at Transdimensional High. So the first thing that you should know is Earth is not just Earth. Earth has another name. It's also known as the Crossroads. It's the center of many dimensions. In order to travel somewhere else, you must first travel to Earth. That's why everyone wants to live there, wherever they're from. It's the only place you can meet people from everywhere in all the dimensions. But to stay there, you have to graduate from Transdimensional High. Why? Here's the thing. If any one people controlled Earth, they would have all the power. They could stop trade between the dimensions, even use Earth to invade any other worlds they liked. To keep the Earth from erupting in war, the ancients signed an agreement. The Covenant. Monsters would do no harm to humans and live in secret beside them. Any who break this agreement are banished to their home dimensions forever. And this is where you come in. You are going to be assuming the role of what we will colloquially call monsters. Most people from other dimensions kind of like the Earth term monster. They, you know, it's kind of punk. They dig it, especially teenagers. So you are a bunch of monster teens, and here's the thing about monster teens. Some of you may have grown up on Earth, living right next door to humans, but the compact's powerful magic kept you hidden. But as teenagers, you're coming into your powers, and of course that means that should you go to a normal human school, you could cause all sorts of problems and potentially break the compact. This is why you have to go to Transdimensional High. So your kids can be from somewhere else. They can be, you know, essentially the ultimate in exchange students from not Earth. They could also be from Earth, you know, second generation kiddos who are like, wait, you're going to send me where if I don't graduate? I don't speak werewolf. So it's up to you to decide the kind of student you want to be. But this is who you're going to be, is someone with unbelievable powers who can't fully exist comfortably in the human world without first learning how to control their abilities. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two very enthusiastic thumbs up.
Woo. Okay. So, or tentacles, or, you know.
Or tentacles, or, yeah.
Limbs of choice. Yeah. So speaking of limbs of choice, you all, as always, get to pick your lines about your characters and pick a special. I'd love to see a drive, a downfall, a bond. You could be bonded to one of the other students, but, you know, I'm a big fan of being bonded with your guardians because it's really good for a story if you've got some drama with the people who care for you. Plus, you're teenagers, right? Perhaps a quirk and a trait, something you're good at, an ability, something that's like, you know, exceptional. So I think you all have had a little bit of a chance to poke around and decide who you want to be. Would one of you like to introduce your team?
Absolutely. I would love to introduce
I like
me.
The enthusiasm.
Let's start with my teenager, Drix.
Drix
is a merfolk, and Drix is a literal fish out of water and is caught between two worlds. His mom is the representative of the mermaids.
Okay. Mom's a mermaid. Got it.
Yeah. Mom's a mermaid, the representative of that world. You
monarch
know,
or like when you say representative, are you talking like diplomat,
we can
monarch, president?
We can discover it as we play.
Okay. Okay.
Just because Drix hasn't really told people.
You're a big like, wig. You're a big fin. You're a big fluke.
Yeah.
I'm a big flipper.
The world that Drix comes from, everybody is a merfolk.
Okay.
Basically, you know, half humanoid, half fish can walk on land as long as they're not wet. So that is Drix.
Well, that is Drix's mom, right? Drix's mom is merfolk. Got it.
Full merfolk.
Yep.
Drix's dad is human.
Ooh. Okay. This is a lore drop. He might be what's called a conciliator.
Yes.
Because most humans aren't allowed to see other dimensional creatures. That's part of the compact. You know, our world would be messed up if we saw that the guy who goes to his night job is actually flying there.
Right.
Because he's a vampire. But there are some humans who voluntarily take on the role of overseeing the rules of the covenant and sort of making sure that everybody obeys them. So he might be one of them, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's Drix's dad. Because of that, Drix's drive is I want to make sure that my family's reputation remains golden, that I want to always make sure that my mom is a good my representation of the merfolk is always 100% good, as well as the humans. Like, I want to be a good example.
No one listening can see my face. I'm like wincing. Like, I feel so bad for the pressure this poor kid is putting on himself.
This is a kid that is pressured, A type, has a lot of expectations.
This
is an immigrant child.
Oh boy. Okay. Gotta be the absolute best and will torture himself until
absolutely.
He feels that he is. Oh man. Okay, this is going to be, you're making it hard for me to give him drama. I'm going to be like, no, I want to take care of him. Like,
his life is already dramatic.
I know. How am I going to throw him into dramatic situations if I'm feeling sympathetic? All right. I love it. Do you have a downfall?
I do. Drix struggles with what I call mumbling. He tends to mumble at important moments. He's probably been a leader, like, you know, placed in a leadership position, but like sometimes he finds himself mumbling something that he should be speaking out loud. So, you know, and he has to repeat himself.
I just saw your power is you can become invisible at will.
Uh-huh.
I feel like giving that power to a teenager is like, I mean, maybe only only Drix can have that power without
absolutely because Drix is a good boy.
Oh no.
Drix is too much of a perfect, like he will probably use this when he's ashamed or embarrassed and hide somewhere.
And that'll let him overhear something that he shouldn't and get him into trouble. Okay, now I know my open door. Thank you.
Awesome.
Narratively, I salute you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you are best frenemies with Villy, who's a character who has been added to our little pod. So tell me about Villy.
Villy is basically Drix's best friend growing up, but Villy is more on the, you know, playful, I don't want to call him a bad person side. He just doesn't like following rules as much as Drix does.
There are no bad kids.
Exactly. And Drix is like a hard rule follower. He has to be. He has to represent his family.
So this is why you guys are kind of like, you're a little bit, there's tension.
There's tension now as they enter into high school because Drix has been turning down Villy's invitations to hang
out. And I see Villy. Villy is also kind of demonic. So from a different dimension, then he's not merfolk.
Yeah, no, he's not merfolk.
Gotcha.
You know, Drix grew up in Earth.
Gotcha. Okay, so Drix grew up with dad and like visited mom dimension, or mom lived mostly on Earth.
Mom lives mostly on Earth, but she didn't grow up in Earth.
Got it. Okay, that makes great sense.
Yeah.
All right. And then how about the last couple things? Yeah.
So the quirk is I don't particularly like getting wet while at school. That is a quirk that Drix has. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like the water. What?
Only because it'll be embarrassing for him, because a freaky flaw that happens is that he loses his legs as soon as water touches him.
Oh no, that's
any part of his skin.
Okay, so is this like he's embarrassed of that? Like he doesn't like,
I mean, how would you feel if you're not ready to turn and suddenly, you know, you're on the ground, you can't walk, you're flopping. Like it doesn't feel good, especially if you're trying to be like representing this, you know, leadership position. You know, he doesn't want to get wet unless it's by his choice.
Okay,
so
I dig it.
For the most part,
Diving in the pool, you're down. Dive in the ocean. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right.
And I believe my special power is beast power, is what I chose. Basically, one die when using my strength, speed, or senses, and once per game releases the result of a move that uses your beastly nature.
You're a good boy, but you're also sort of a jock. You got a little bit of that, like,
Drix
extra...
is absolutely a jock. Drix is a good student. Like works really hard in school and does a lot of extracurricular activities so that he can, you know, qualify for a good college.
Monster college. I haven't even gotten that far in my world building, and now you got me thinking.
Yeah, he has to qualify for a good college, you know?
So you're going to be looking to get your letter jacket in Smash
Ball.
Like right out the gate. Okay, gotcha.
But also, like, have, like, the is very studious. Like, he could become a pro Smash Ball player, or like a scientist or a diplomat. He has to be the best of both worlds.
Oh, you just really sound painfully like you are going to have an identity crisis in your 30s. You're gonna wake up and be like, who am I? I've just been the best. I don't know who I am.
But yeah, so that is Drix.
Beautiful. Drix and Villy. We now have Villy too, which is great. Thank you for including some extra characters.
Yeah.
All right. So would you care to share your team with us, Luna?
I can do that. So I am going to be playing Grady. And Grady is kind of a typical teenager who lives at home with mom and an older brother, except that she's a dragon folk.
I was about to say, I love that it says is a rainbow colored dragon folk with a pretty typical home life. And I'm like, wow. Yep. I have so many questions about the typical home life of the average teenage dragon folk.
You know, she is like Lisa Frank colors. So not just colorful, but like bright, colorful. And like typical home life is like wake up, be cranky like a teenager, go to school, come home, do your homework, you know, just kind of going through the day.
Is her school on Earth? Or in another dimension? Is she from like a dragon dimension, or is she like an Earth person?
Yeah, they're from a dragon dimension. And so her mom and brother are still there because her brother is older.
Oh, okay.
But she is here like on an exchange program.
Wait. Is her brother older but never went to Transdimensional High?
Yeah.
Or is her brother... Oh, so is he deciding that he never wants to travel? Because that could be a source of... Okay, because the other possibility is we could also make him, like a senior. And then you could have the annoyance of having a sibling at school.
Oh, actually, that might make more sense because, he does like to tease her about the fact that her wings haven't grown in yet.
Okay, this is perfect. Can we make him a senior so he can be obnoxious and
sure.
Every teacher can be like, oh, you got to name him. What's his name?
Let's see. Her name is Grady. So his name is...
Don't say Brady.
Vincent.
Okay. I have a Vincent. You've just stolen my Vincent. All right, we have a new Vincent. Good. Vincent is Grady's Dragonfolk older brother and is a senior at Transdimensional High. And I am totally going to lean into that. Like every teacher is going to be like, you're Vincent's little sister. Vincent was just the best. And you're just going to be like,
I don't want to be Vincent's little sister.
I'm my own person.
I was Vincent.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My little brother hated it.
You were the Vincent. You were someone's Vincent. Oh.
It's okay. I'm someone's Vincent, too.
In real life or Drix? Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. In real life.
Oh, okay.
I was somebody's Vincent, too.
Yeah. You know, I've had so many poor students who come through my room and they're like, yes, I'm so-and-so's brother. And no, I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, I didn't say anything, dude. Like, it's nice to meet you. Like,
yeah.
I love it. That's great. Thank you for the drama.
Yeah.
So tell us about your lines.
Yeah. So Grady in I don't want to say typical teenage fashion because not all teenagers are into it, but Grady
Nothing's
is very
typical.
Into all things fashion, but like not like typical fashion, kind of like quirky fashion. So
she looks like she's doing like a Tokyo streetwear.
So it's not like she's not like into high-end couture or anything like that. You know, she's very much her own person.
Does she make clothes?
Yeah, she's interested.
She looks like
she likes
modest.
To design her own stuff, and she attempts to sew, but her fingers are a little, like, not great at holding a needle.
Does she have the sketchbook that's, like, full of, like, fits that she's designed?
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
and she's definitely the one that's posting on, like, Monster Instagram, whatever
oh, man,
that's
we need
called.
A Minstagram?
You know, like, her fit of the day.
Monstagram! Okay, Monstagram's now a thing.
Okay.
We that is now canon. Thank you for Monstagram.
You're welcome.
That makes my day. Okay.
Yeah, so she does her fit of the day every morning before she goes into the school. And
beautiful.
But she is distracted by shiny things.
Is this crow style? Like, literally, you're picking them up? Or
yeah, like, she, like, has a collection of shiny stuff at home. Like, she just throws it in a drawer when she gets home.
You know, maybe that's, like, the dragon horde myth. It's
that's
literally...
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, okay. It's kind of born out of that. Like, it's kind of like... She hoards stuff, but it's not like a typical, like, yeah, sure, she's got the odd, you know, random penny that she finds or something like that. But, you know, it's just generally like scraps of tin foil, the pop top off a soda can, you know, things like that.
Dan played a game on his podcast about dragons. And I thought one of the cooler things about it was it had you creating dragons based on what they collect.
Oh, precious things. Cool. It's excellent.
Yeah. And so I thought that was, and I also have there's a book my son loved and I love too called Dragonfell. The whole idea of dragon hoard, it wasn't that they wanted treasure. They just, every dragon had something they were obsessed with that they just collected a lot of. So there was one who had an extensive collection of china. There was a bookworm who literally collected books.
Amazing.
And was very small. There's one who ends up collecting goats. And they have a massive goat herd by the end of the story, which was really fun. So I love the idea of like dragons as sort of collectors.
Yeah. Collector is probably a better word for it because it's just like anything that's remotely kind of shiny, interesting, like something that a crow would be interested in.
Right on. And you have a whip-like tail that you use as
she
a whip?
She does. Yeah. She uses her tail as a whip.
Okay.
In a bunch of different ways. So it could be like roll up the kitchen towel and snap it against somebody's arm kind of thing. Or she can open doors with it or grab a soda with it.
So prehensile and like it's very useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Yeah. Right on.
She is pretty sure that she is Zinder's best friend.
Okay. So Zinder... Tell us more.
I don't think Zinder's totally sure about what she thinks about Grady, but Grady, like, it's kind of one of those relationships where Grady walks into the school and sees Xander going by. And she's like, oh, my God, Xander, hi, hi. And Xander just like looks at her and kind of gives like a half wave and then keeps on walking. And she's like, Xander's okay. My best friend.
Okay, so Xander, and I'm seeing Xander, I'm looking at Xander's, we have a slide yes. deck for everybody listening. Xander is a punk rock spider-like girl who has amazing fashion sense and seems grumpy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's perfect. So you've got one of those like bestie relationships that hasn't flowered.
Yeah.
You know that TikTok thing where somebody goes, you're my best friend. And then the other person goes, yeah, I believe I am your best friend.
Oh, it's kind of brutal.
I feel like that's kind of what it was.
Yeah, it's something like that.
That sounds like a dream we can have for Grady. Maybe it can be a real friendship someday.
Maybe someday.
All right, you've got a quirk that's really a piece of gear
it is.
That I love. Yeah. I love it. Let's just call it gear.
Yeah.
Go,
so
go.
Grady wears Heelys, but the Heelys allow her to skate on rainbows.
That's Wait. When you say skate on rainbows, is it only pre-existing rainbows? Like, do you have to find rainbows or can you make your own rainbows with your Heelys?
No, she can make them. It's kind of like a My Little Pony situation. Okay.
I was thinking rainbow bright. I'm
yeah.
that old. Like,
yeah, I'm that
like,
old
yeah.
too. So, okay. yeah.
Okay. I that's a classic reference. If you don't know what rainbow bright is out there, go check it out. It's ridiculously adorable. All right, I love it. And you're special. You're doing Beast Power, too.
I am doing Beast Power.
You leaned in to being flexors.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, she's a dragon, so, like, she can kind of channel some inner strength when she needs to, really, so.
Plus, she's got issues with that older brother who shows her up.
Yeah, so every so often that gets her pretty riled up.
Mixed in. Sounds like this is starting to sound like a sports epic. Like, we might need you all to be on a team. This is,
Maybe that's how we met, because we were all in a team.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you could all try out for the same, you know, Smash Ball is a thing. I will introduce it if you ask me to. All right, Dan, bring us home. What do you got? Tell us who your teen is.
My team is Gakkota. He is an anxious, 6-foot-tall anthropomorphic gecko made of granite because he's a gargoyle.
So many nerves.
The first form of a gargoyle is selected by their parents. Okay, so that's where they start out. And then when they kind of hit...
It's a lot of responsibility as a parent. Right? I think I would choke. Right? I would not be able to choose.
And then when they hit like early teens, they get to pick their new form. And they can have their form. And then when they hit adulthood, there's shape-shifting they can pick up. But Gakkota's nowhere near that. He started out as a small gecko thing with wings. That was his first form.
Aww.
And now he's wanting to be bigger. He's ditched the wings, but he still has that gecko thing going.
He's very cute. He looks very gecko-like, humanoid gecko, and he's wearing cargo shorts.
Oh,
is that accurate?
Yeah. He's got these khaki shorts with big cargo pockets.
Is that his special? Because I kind of like
going
his
with his special.
A lot.
Is he's got these random things in his pockets because he's always trying to be prepared for whatever might happen. His downfall is that he's rather worried about all the things that might happen, and he's supposed to be as a gargoyle, kind of like a protector, and that's where he's headed. So he's like, well, how do I be ready for everything? So he's got just all kinds of random stuff jammed in his pockets.
So he's legitimately, this is legit anxiety. He has some serious anxiety about being ready for the world.
Yeah.
The world is
yeah.
scary to him.
Totally.
Was he born on another dimension or was he born in this one?
I think he's from Earth. His parents came here from a different dimension. They're library gargoyles.
Okay.
That's kind of where he started out from, is he's got this, you know, we protect the library. That's kind of a family thing.
And that's the drive. Prove
exactly.
my worth as a guardian.
Exactly.
Got it. And we already got the downfall, worries about the dangers that might happen. I'm wondering where he got this deep-seated anxiety from. Like, wanting to protect is one thing, but it's clear he's worried. There's got to be some trauma there.
But I'm wondering if for gargoyles, it's just this inherent, you watch for trouble. You're there to
okay.
and genetically he's got a double dose. I don't know.
I wonder what your home dimension is like.
I'm
like
wondering
where did your people it might be really dangerous.
Sounds like there. It probably is.
There might be a reason. Yeah. Yeah, there might be a reason y'all came to that anxiety, although it also sounds like you and Drix have a lot in common. Okay, then you've got your power, which is to, you can create magical wards. It's just like, is this like you slam your hand down and there's like, you know, lines of light that trace ancient runes? Is this like, you know, invisible shields? Like, what? How are you imagining?
I was definitely imagining runes. So he has, his eyes are like literal emeralds. And so I was thinking that whatever runes he does also shine up like that super bright green of an emerald.
I love that. That's awesome. I'm 100% into it. And you are protective of Biko. Yeah. Okay. You guys have all gone the extra mile and decided you're like, nope, I don't know these other people.
Oh, I figured that. Yeah, I know them.
The other player characters, I don't know these people, but I will tell you about another kid who I am fond of. You also ditched your parents. I'm like dying to know who's like brawling with their folks. Nope. All about the kids. I dig it. Tell me about Biko.
So Biko, I found was somebody that you already had in the slides.
I did. I have a lot of teens who are kind of like a rotating cast. I actually have an entire deck of like extras for Transdimensional High who all kind of, you know, plop into games if they seem like somebody would either love them or find them really annoying. Because, you know, good drama comes from either wanting to help or feeling really frustrated by someone.
Yeah. And I noticed that he is this poltergeist who gets into trouble a lot. Sounds like he gets picked on a lot because he's undead, but he still has a body. And I don't understand all the undead drama, but sounds like he's in a rough place and could use somebody.
He doesn't know what it is to be a ghost. He's never been to the unbodied dimension, and he's kind of terrible at being a ghost. So a lot of the other kids who are unbodied consider him kind of just not cool. He embarrasses them, which is not his fault, the poor guy. Yeah. So you feel protective of him because you saw that he was the kind of person who might need protecting.
Yeah. And whether that's true or not, or how Biko feels about it, I don't know. But that's...
I will have to play Biko up. So I've got Biko, I've got Vili, and I've got Vincent, the older brother. I'm going to find a really cool looking dragon guy to just be obnoxiously awesome and, you know, captain of the Smash Ball team and like prom king and just all the annoying things. He's, yeah. Okay. Perfect.
He's already got his letter. All right. We have a
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Okay. Gekota. I think the only thing left was that you have a quirk that you clean your eyeballs with your tongue.
It's a holdover from the gecko time.
Yeah, it's adorable.
I think that this larger body is definitely part of that I want to be able to protect people thing, but it's not something he's really used to yet. You know, when he's talking to people and stuff, he hunches over a lot so that he's like down at people's level. And he still definitely attempts to clean his eyes with his tongue.
All right. So you've got your other dimensional teens, and we've got a sense of all the weird and wonderful things that make them who they are. Next time, you're going to have to make it to your first day of class, make it to your first class on time, deal with leaving the house, which of course is going to involve your parents on the first day of school, which I promise you will be awkward.
Mom!
Please, practice, because I want so much. I want so much angst. And you'll get to see what your class roster looks like and who else is crammed into your homeroom. So thank you so much for making these wonderful teenagers with me. And I can't wait to see what you guys get up to in the next episode. And this is where we say, bye!
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 It's the way we do it every time.